Well, one of the things that Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State, who's running to be governor for the Democrat Party, has tried to do is to smear Bonnie Mantovani and his website, checkmyvote.org. Now, what I would like you guys to do is go to checkmyvote.org and click on the state of Michigan. When you go there and you click on Michigan, you'll be able to access a database. What is this database? Well, it's a database that Fani has put together, getting information directly from the Bureau of Elections with regards to our qualified voter files. Very simply, you can click on the state of Michigan at the checkmyvote.org website and then simply put in an address. Got a search bar. And what you can do is put in an address and actually click on it and check to see who is registered to vote at that address. For example, I just did our address here in Antrim County. Two registrations found. Randy Bishop and Victoria Bishop. Now, one of the things that you can look at is if there is, in fact, other people at your address. Do you still have the previous owner, the people you guys bought the house from? Do you have other people that you don't even know registered to vote at your house? Well, in addition to your address, what about your neighbors? Check your next door neighbor's address. See if the owners of the house currently living there are in fact the only people registered to vote. Now, if for some reason you want to look at commercial properties, let's say that you are looking for a restaurant or a commercial shopping center, perhaps you're looking at an apartment building. There's all kinds of ways that you can search by simply using this information. Now, one thing you need to know, commercial buildings, folks, cannot have anybody registered to vote there. Why? Because it's not a residence. It's a commercial building. You cannot have registered voters at commercial buildings. If you do put in a commercial address and you find people registered to vote there, on this website, checkmyvote.org, you can flag them. You can flag them and have this system and their volunteers look into it. They can even contact the local township clerks and bring it to their attention. How do you do that? Well, on the website, there's a little pull-down window there that says select an action. Flag for review or mark as okay. The way you do that is there's a checkbox at the beginning of the registrations found. So checking our address, I clicked both Vicky and my name on our address, go up to select action, and mark as okay. They automatically verify that those are the proper people registered to vote at that location. Here's the problem. And there's groups of people, volunteers all over the state of Michigan using this website. Well, guess what? Jocelyn Benson and her agency are trying very badly to smear this website and Fani Mantovani. One of them is a local clerk right here in Antrim County. And I was surprised because of what she did regarding an in-service training that my wife, Victoria Bishop, the Antrim County clerk, did back on Friday, August 22nd this year. Kearney Township Clerk Michelle Valuette sent an email, to Christy Dugan within the Bureau of Elections, Michigan Department of State. Subject, Antrim County in-service on Friday, August 22nd-checkmyvote.org. Hi, Christy. Following up on a discussion we had some time back about the in-service scheduled by the new Antrim County clerk, I've attached the handout from that meeting as well as information I pulled from the Michigan Business Registry site regarding the owner and creator of the website, checkmyvote.org. The handout was labeled or titled Clerk Dashboard Training Manual, a guide to use checkmyvote.org clerk dashboard, as well as information that the name of the company is Bitstruck LLC. Well, if you go to the checkmyvote.org website, you'll see Bitstruck LLC listed as the gentleman who conducted today's presentation was Fani Mantovani. I've had Fani on the show. There were a number of clerks and deputy clerks who attended the presentation. The purpose of the website, as presented, was to put voter roll management in the hands of citizens by providing helpful analysis and tools to engage with volunteers as well as elected clerks, and to add support for each other in identifying and removing irregularities from your state voter rolls. Mr. Mantovani created the website back in 2022. You will be able to access the website, but specific information about voters that are suspect cannot be viewed unless you are a clerk or a deputy clerk. I took some additional notes and even tried to record the presentation on my cell phone, although I'm not sure how well it turned out. If you have any questions or would like to discuss this further, please don't hesitate to call me, Michelle D. Valuette, Kearney Township Clerk, and her phone number. Well, this information, folks, Vicky does not have a problem with one of her township clerks basically sharing the information with the Bureau of Elections, Department of State, Jocelyn Benson's office. Why? She said very simply, it's the truth. And there's nothing to hide. As the county clerk, she chose to have Fani come up and do a training with her township clerks. Those who wanted to attend, attended. A couple didn't. But the information's out there. And this is something that you can do with your local township clerk. This is not something that you need approval from Lansing, the Bureau of Elections. This is something you can do as a citizen to bring this to your local clerk's attention. And I ask you to do it because we need to make sure addresses are checked. And if there's irregularities in the qualified voter files in your township, they need to be flagged and looked at. Now, the township clerks can verify this information very simply. If they know the building, if they know the address, they can simply go there if they want or send them a letter. Dear business owner, it's come to our attention that the following people are registered to vote at your commercial building. Number one, did you know that? And number two, you can't have people at your business address registered to vote since it's not a residence. Therefore, we are removing these people from our qualified voter files. If you object to us doing that, please contact my office. Getting rid of dead people, getting rid of people who no longer live in your county or township is critical to us having absolutely fair elections next year. Now, one way to utilize this website is vacant lots. I was not aware of this, but I've come to learn that every vacant lot has a mailing address. Even if there's no home there, there's no mailbox, they still have an address. Check the address of vacant lots. You can find those by calling your local clerk or your local registered of deeds office. They know the address of every piece of property in your jurisdiction. You then get the addresses of vacant lots and you run them against checkmyvote.org. Why would they have people registered to vote, Randy, at a vacant lot? Because it's very simple. The clerks have them on the qualified voter files to mail them absentee ballots. Well, there's a change of address put in for that vacant lot. That ballot gets forwarded somewhere. Someone gets that absentee ballot, fills it out, and returns it to the clerk for an address that doesn't even have a house. This has got to stop in the state of Michigan. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. If you would like me to text you that website, just simply text me check, C-H-E-C-K, checkmyvote.org, and then you click on Michigan, and then you can put in addresses, and then you can search and see who is registered at any address. So again, just check, text me check or check my vote, and I'll send you the direct link. Breaking news story just now coming into the radio station 1 minute ago. Director Rob Reiner and his wife confirmed dead after two bodies are found in their home. Remember All in the Family, Archie? Well, the son-in-law, Meathead, Rob Reiner, and also director of lots of different movies, well, found dead in his home with his wife. Well, the breaking news story is their son is arrested, taken into custody here just a couple of minutes ago, according to the news story. Nick Reiner is being held on $4 million bail. Interesting. So, didn't know that he'd even died, or evidently, according to this alleged news story, been killed. But Rob Reiner and his wife are gone. So we'll continue to follow this and see where this goes. Had a good conversation with Carla Wagner last night. Continuing to collect signatures for Act My Tax for the next 2 weeks. At the end of this month, December, they will do a hard count to see where they're at and then make a decision whether or not they're going to continue collecting signatures next month in January. What they're simply doing, folks, is operating with a 180-day rolling window. This year, 2025, they start collecting signatures in April. Well, they didn't get a whole lot of signatures in April or even May, for that matter, because a lot of people, the snowbirds, hadn't come back yet. The weather wasn't really that great. They really didn't start collecting signatures en masse until June. So by looking at June, July, August, September, October, and November, they decided to ask the people in April, May, and June to re-sign and continue collecting signatures this month of December. If you haven't asked for a sheet which has 10 potential signature spots on it for you, text me AX, and I'll put you in touch with a local county chair that can get you petition sheets, hook up with you, so yet you can help. All you have to do is get 10 signatures, fill out the bottom as the circulator, and then mail them into the P.O. box that's listed on the petition sheet itself. We're doing it through the end of December, and we'll see where we stand at the end of the month. And if we need to have July then redone, Carla may decide to go ahead and extend the drive into January. We'll be checking the numbers, like I said, at the end of this month and deciding what she wants to do with her campaign. Now, again, as part of this effort, this particular situation that she's got going with the petition drive, she's decided to also announce her candidacy for governor, running on basically talking about the elimination of property taxes in the state of Michigan. That is what the petition sheets are all about. If enough signatures are gathered, it'll be on the ballot next year, November of 2026, and the voters of the state of Michigan will be voting whether or not we want to eliminate property taxes in the state of Michigan. Well, Trucker, how are we going to pay for schools? How are we going to pay for police and fire? Well, it's very simple. If it's passed by the voters and amends our constitution, local revenue sharing to local counties will increase. Revenue from income tax, both personal and corporate, sales tax, gasoline taxes, all the other taxes that go into Lansing will then have to come back to the counties at a higher rate than what many of them are getting right now. So basically, this will amend our Constitution and force Lansing to do the right thing. Cut the budget.